Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord, giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we would like to start off with the word of prayer. So let us bring our minds in and let us focus on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and humble ourselves, Lord, asking for mercy. We ask you, O God, to look down on each and every one of us, to stretch out your mighty hand, O God, and touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would take control and let your holy will be done, not our will, Lord Jesus, but, Lord, minister to us the things that we stand in need of. And we pray, God, that you will reach out to every listener, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, cover us under your blood. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Let our sins be forgiven. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
have
Lord.
Your way, Lord. Take control, Jesus. Move right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Lord,
yes,
those who are sick in their bodies, touch, heal, Lord, raise them up and give them a testimony to tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to send forth your word on tonight that you will minister to each and every one of us according as we have need, both spiritual and natural. Oh, Lord God, anoint the speaker tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for your continued blessings and that you will move according to your holy will. Have your eternal way. We believe you right now, Lord God, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us and for keeping us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see a new year, Lord. We thank you for this day, oh God, that was not for allowing us another opportunity to give praise and worship to your name, Lord, to give glory and honor to your name, Lord, to do a work for you. We bless your name right now, Lord, and we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God once again for being here. We thank God for this radio broadcast. And again, we would like to welcome you to the show. For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for blessing us. We do honor whom to whom honor, give honor to whom honor is due. On the line tonight with me are Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who is a licensed field evangelist of the Headquarters Church there in Camden, New Jersey, and she will be our speaker for this evening. Also joining me on the broadcast is Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture and song and testimony from Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody who is listening today. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell.
God bless you.
Amen. Our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 77th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 77th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thank God for the ring of his word. the 77th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13 verses. And I just thank God for his grace and for his mercy, for his loving kindness. I thank God for bringing us into a new year. I thank God for the old year and all the lessons that I've learned because of it. I thank God for his many, many blessings. And I'm going to sing this song and sing it not too long ago, but I want to sing it again. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he reached way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. Now my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice in the tempest. To him I plead, there to lean on his arm, safe, secure from my harm, when he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way for me, 'cause I was lost and undone without God or his Son when he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. And the word of God, it just stirs me all the time when I think on the psalm that she read as for the opening scripture, how the psalmist is talking about crying unto God. Hallelujah. And God gave ear to him. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. And sometimes when we get in trouble and things are happening in our lives, we are praying and we're just waiting on that breakthrough, or we're waiting for God to answer. It seems like he's just not going to answer. It seems like he doesn't hear our cry. Praise the Lord. But the Lord gave ear. Hallelujah. Yes. He's listening to our cry. He's listening to our pleas. Amen. And he will show up on time. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be afraid, but just trust God. Start this year off with the faith that you had down through the years. Build on your most holy faith. Oh, glory be to God. I just thank God for the beautiful scripture that was read, for the selection that was sang. And we know that the Lord, he will not forget us. Praise the Lord. But he will remember when others forget. Even we forget. But God, he remembers. And the Lord, if he has to reach way down, he will surely pick us up. And the person who wrote the song was saying, when the Savior reached down for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It must have been in a low place. My God. But the Lord, when he did reach down, hallelujah, he reached way down.
Way down.
All the way down there. Hallelujah. And lift this person up. And God will do the same for each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God has done. Praise the Lord. I'm embracing the tests, the trials, and all these things that are happening because I believe that they're making me who God wants me to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm rejoicing and I'm praising God for all that he's done, for what he's going to do, and for what he's doing right now.
Yes.
And may not be able to see everything that God is doing. We may not know everything that God is doing. Hallelujah. But surely God is at work. And he's doing something wonderful. He's doing great and mighty things. He's doing new things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and get on out of the way. Praise the Lord. And introduce our speaker on this evening. And we have a dynamic speaker, a woman of God who believes in letting God have his way. And we ask you to pray along with her as she comes to bring forth the word of God. And that's none other than Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And let us keep her in prayer while she brings forth the word of God. And at this time, the next voice you hear is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you look upon us, that you will touch us, that you will bless today, O Lord. Send thy word and send thine anointing. Touch, O Lord. Look upon the souls of men. I pray that you will touch them, Lord Jesus. Give somebody a mind to want to be saved. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to change from their ways. Help somebody, Lord, to seek your face. I know you're able, Lord, and we know that thou has the power. You can do everything, Lord. We are looking to you tonight, Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Speak, Lord Jesus, that some soul might be saved, that some soul might be encouraged, that some soul might be strengthened on tonight. We know you can do it. We are trusting in you. Our trust and our hope is in you, Lord. This prayer we pray, oh Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of God from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 26th verse. And my thought tonight is don't be separated from God.
All right.
Don't be separated from God.
Amen.
And my theme is I'm holding on to my faith. I'm holding on to my faith. This thing is getting personal now. We're coming to a point right now that you got to know how to go for yourself. We're coming to a point now, your own salvation, and run with it. Hallelujah. You can't let the devil hold you down. You can't let the devil change your mind.
Yes.
But you got to have a stable mind in the Lord. Glory
Amen.
To God. Going to the book of Romans 8 chapter and the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we pray, but we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Bible says the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit, it is the Spirit that maketh the intercession for us. And it's with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose,
yes.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed image of his son. In other words, God already foreordained it. It was foreordained ahead of time,
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, he did predestinate them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, spare not his own son, delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. The Bible is telling us, who is he that condemneth? It is
Amen.
Christ that died for us.
Amen.
He died for the world, and it doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what you
All
did.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. It was Christ that died for us.
Amen.
And rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? He's right there at the right hand of God, sitting on the right hand of the throne of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Amen.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It's Paul asking the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, stress, confusion, famine, or nakedness, or peril, Lord, it is written, I say, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep slaughter. Goes on to say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We can't afford to let anybody cause us to be separated from God or divided or set apart. Hallelujah. We have to learn to hold on. When
yeah.
we go through persecutions, when we are afflicted, sometimes a persecution will come, but we are not forsaken. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, the Bible says we are troubled. In other words, we are vexed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
The devil can vex you in more than one way. He can
mm-hmm.
vex you emotionally.
Okay.
Hallelujah. He can vex you get up and do what thus saith the Lord. But we have to be determined not to be separated from the love of Christ. We have to be determined to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
That's
people
right.
may persecute you.
Yes.
They may say all manner of evil against you. They might revile against you. But we got to learn to take God at his word and hold on in the midst of our persecution, realizing that Jesus was persecuted. He was talked about.
Yes,
hallelujah. He was lied on. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. They put the crown of thorns on his head. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
They said he was Beelzebub. My Lord. They said he was casting out devils. He was a devil to cast out devils. Hallelujah. But
Jesus
is the Son of God. And he came down to save a wretch like you and me.
Thank
him for what he has already done.
Thank
him for giving his life. I thank him
for
dying for a wretch like you and me. Not even worthy to be called a child of God.
Amen.
But the Lord had mercy on us. And he called us in. And this is a personal salvation.
Yes, it is.
To go for ourselves. Hallelujah. We can't wait for our loved ones.
Amen.
We can't wait for our siblings
to
give us the okay to go ahead. Hallelujah.
We
never encourage you. You got to go on.
Amen.
You got to hold on. God's unchanging hand.
Hallelujah.
When sickness come upon your body, when affliction come and overtake you, weakness in the body, weakness in the spirit.
Preach.
Hallelujah. We got to learn how to hold on.
Amen.
We
got
to learn to keep our faith in God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm going on with the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It matters not what you think about me. It matters not what people say about me. But I'm going on in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I'm holding on. I got a grip to my salvation.
All right,
and I'm holding on to that faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for,
preach
the evidence of things not seen. For what a man says, why do we yet hope for? Hallelujah. We got to take that faith and take God at his word. Hold on to your salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sure, we're going to be tried. We're going to go through things down here. Hallelujah. Mm. We're going to be persecuted, as I stated. We're going to be reviled against, just like Jesus was. He was reviled against, but he didn't let it change his mind.
All right.
Hallelujah. When he got weak, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane,
he prayed
for what he had to go through, and his body and his old flesh began to get weak. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus had to pray and ask God to help him to let this bitter cup pass. But my God, my God, gave him strength.
Hallelujah.
He might not move the mountain, but he'll give you strength.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get over the mountain. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We got to go through something down here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death nor any such thing shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can't let anything separate us from the love of Christ. This is a great salvation.
Amen.
This is a great work that the Lord has done in us. We got to hold on. It's a personal thing. You got to be willing to go through your test. As the preacher said on last night, you got to be willing to endure.
Amen.
You just have to endure. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to suffer. We have to suffer and undergo some things.
Yes.
And all the time it's not pleasant. But if we just press our way and hold on to that faith that God has given us, we can make this journey.
Amen.
We can make it.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
After a while, it'll be worth it all. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy
to
be compared with the glory which is to be revealed in us. We got to hold on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
The sickness is going to come. The sickness is going to come. Hallelujah. But we got to hold on. Hold on to our faith in God. Don't let nobody separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
Don't let nobody change your mind. Don't let nobody cause you to throw in the towel.
Hold on.
God's unchained in hand. Hold on. When tests and trials, when temptation come, hallelujah, hold on. God's unchanging hand. He will take you through. He will help you to get through it. Oh, my God, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scripture says, knowing all these things, we are more more than conquerors through him that loved us. Christ loved us.
Yes.
We didn't love him. He loved us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor of any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Death comes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Yes,
Lord
Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Death comes. Hallelujah. It comes into our homes. Comes amongst our loved ones. Oh, my God. But there's no cause for us to be separated from Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
I know
God is able to take us through.
Amen.
And I'm determined to make heaven my home. Oh, my God. I'm determined to hold on to my God. Unchanging.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know your determination, but my determination is to hold on to my God,
yes.
To hold on to my faith in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Your name,
we got to keep on holding on. I don't care what you're going through. You might feel like, well, I can't get over. I can't get through. But if you hold on, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on
hold
to your
on.
Faith in God. He is a deliverer.
Yes, he
He's
is.
He's a deliverer. I thought about Job, how he said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, if a tree is down, will it sprout up again? Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, it will.
All right.
By the scent of water, it will sprout up again.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm here. Satan might say, oh, you dead. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
if you still have that faith in God, you still have that trust in God, and you still hold to God's word. Don't tell me that God won't move in your life.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me that God won't deliver your soul.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about David, how he cried unto the Lord day and night. He sought the Lord. He was going through affliction. He was going through persecution. Hallelujah. His friends looked at him. Hallelujah. They were saying all kinds of things about David, but he kept on praying, kept seeking the Lord.
That's right.
And kept calling on the Lord. Hallelujah. He called in both day and night. Hallelujah. And after a while, the Lord came to his rescue and answered his prayer. Thank you, Jesus. That
Thank
is the
you.
Kind of God we serve. He said, I cried unto the Lord. He said,
Hallelujah.
I called. On the Lord, he delivered me out of all of my troubles. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of trouble that your way. I don't care what kind of illness came your way. Hallelujah. God, He's a deliverer. He's a healer. And I'm a witness that he will heal.
Amen.
He will deliver. He will forgive. He will save. My God will help you. He'll help you. Hallelujah. He is our help
in trouble.
He's a very present help in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Trouble all around. But Jesus, he said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. We got to take him at his word. Hold fast to that which we have and continue to pray and fast and seek the Lord.
Amen.
And he will work it out.
Yes, he
Jesus will work it out. But you got to hold to your faith in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to hold to him.
Amen.
This is a personal salvation. So you got to make it up in your mind that you're going to hold on, that you're going to hold to God's unchanging hand, and that you're not going to let anything change you or stop you from serving the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
That is our hope. This is our hope. Why should we give up? Why should we stop? Because trouble came our way. Because we were tired. Oh, no. Hold on to my God. And hallelujah. Because he's done great things for me.
Yes,
he's been mighty, mighty good to me. I thank him for what he has done.
Hallelujah.
I know that no man can do the things that God has done for me. That's why I'm determined. I said
I'm determined
to hold on to what God had done. I'm determined to hold on to my faith.
Hallelujah.
God, my faith and my trust is in the God of my salvation.
Amen.
In him will I trust. Hallelujah. Because he's able. To deliver, to do everything that we need him to do. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To your name, Jesus. Don't be separated. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing stop you from doing the will of God. We have entered into a new year. Hallelujah. And if you wasn't busy, it's time to get busy.
Amen.
It's time to do the will of God. Hallelujah. We must do the will of God.
Yes.
No matter what the devil says, no matter what he does, we must do the will of God.
Amen.
That's what Jesus did. He did the will of his Father. He came to do the will of his Father.
Amen.
And we must do the will of our Father.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
If we don't do his will, we won't get no pay. Hallelujah. If you go on man's job and you don't work, hallelujah, you can't get no pay.
Yeah.
Payday is coming, and God is going to pay us one day. Hallelujah. We can't afford to bury our talents. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We have to take the talents that God has already given us and use it and bring forth more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We got to use it and be it. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God is able. He's able. And this is not only to those who are saved, but the ones who are not saved. Hallelujah. You can't afford to let your soul die in sin. You can come out of sin. You can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You can be free from your to give it over to Jesus.
Amen.
Turn your life over to Jesus. Let him fix it for you. Let him make you brand new. Let the Lord make a brand new you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can come out of what you're doing. God is able to bring you out if you want to come out. Hallelujah. If you want to be free, Jesus will make you free. But you got to come God's way. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You got to come in at the door. And the door is a passageway that you can come in. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let him fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it in your life.
Yes.
No man can fix it for you.
Amen.
It takes Jesus and the Spirit of God to fix it in your life. But he can do it if you believe and you receive the word of God. God's word is right all by itself. It's a light unto our path. Hallelujah. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God tonight. I thank him for his word. I thank him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thou art so worthy, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We thank you for what you have done for us, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son,
Jesus.
We thank you right now.
Thank
you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Spirit, oh Lord. Move, Lord. Save the unsaved. Those, oh Lord, who are suffering, Lord. Jesus,
Jesus.
No place to lay their heads. Have mercy, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Open up a door, Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, we know you able, Jesus. We know you are a deliverer, oh Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the utmost, O Lord. Jesus, have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know thou art a merciful God. Pray that you look on those souls, O Lord, that are hooked on drugs. Oh, my God. Have mercy on them.
Have mercy.
Those souls, oh Lord, that are consumed with liquor. We want you to touch them, Lord. Right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do it, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus, touch them right now, Lord. Change their mind, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, make them put down the liquor bottle. In the name of Jesus, trouble their mind, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Trouble them, oh, Lord.
Do it,
till they seek your faith, till they call on your name. Oh, Jesus, we know you're able, Jesus, those who are in need of a financial blessing, we pray that you grant it, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Jesus, we know you're a way maker. You're a door opener, Lord. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Send on deliverance, Lord. Oh, my God, my
name
God,
of Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy.
Oh, Lord, look upon your people, Lord, those who are cast down. Hallelujah. But you said they're not destroyed. Hallelujah.
Help
them to cast their burden upon you, Lord.
Help
them to call upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord, in the mighty way. Look on the soul that had bereavement. Have mercy, Lord. Give their lives to you, Lord. Lift the burdens of their hearts, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Help them to run to you, seeking your faith and calling upon your name. In the name of Jesus, move, Jesus. Move in the homes. Move, Jesus, on the highways, Lord. Lord, in the streets, Jesus, touch, Lord, save, Lord, heal and deliver, Lord, forgive sins and blot out of transgression. Move, Lord, we know you can do it, Lord. We believe you. We take you at your word. Your word is true.
Yes,
you cannot lie, Lord.
Thank
We're
you.
Dependent on you, We're Lord.
On you.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Hear
Jesus.
Our prayer, O oh Lord. Hear our prayer, O oh
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, you said we could call unto you,
Hallelujah.
And you would answer. I believe your word today,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
You know our hearts. Oh,
Lord.
My God, you know the desires of our hearts.
I know,
We're seeking to please you and to do your will and to speak your word, not our words, not our way, Lord. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in this new year, Lord. Help us to stretch out on your word.
Help us,
Lord. To drive and to go forward in your will, Lord.
Help us
to work as never before, Lord.
Help
us to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling, Lord. Help us, Lord, to work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. Help us, Jesus, to speak the words that you put in our mouths. Help us, oh Lord.
Help
us, Lord. Let our speech be seasoned with grace. Help us, oh Lord. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Jesus. We need you to teach us. We know you're able, Lord. We need help us, oh Lord. We want to do your will, and we want to please you. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look upon your people everywhere, throughout the world, Lord. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Heal, save, and deliver. Jesus, we know you're able. Look upon us, oh Lord. Look upon the entire Christian Temple family, every member of the fold, from the greatest to the least. We pray that you touch, bless, Lord. Strengthen, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand and to go through and to take you at your word. For your word is true, and your word will not fail. Help us to stand upon thy word. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this broadcast.
Thank you
for what you're doing.
Lord.
Through the hearing of his word. And I pray, God, that
I pray that the Lord will bless you to accept the word and live by it. Apply it to yourself. And a lot of times we have to realize we need to take action concerning our own soul.
Yes.
Others may care, but they're not going to really do what you can do. You
Amen.
Can work out your own salvation.
That's right.
Your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And God, he will surely keep you and he will preserve you. I'm just so grateful. I thank God for the beautiful word coming on tonight. Thank God for this ministry and a chance to labor in the vineyard of God. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. The word of God, the unadulterated word of God, the preached word. Praise the Lord. And we have to get busy now. Like she was saying, if you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing for the Lord, it's time to get busy and labor for the Lord to get this word out there. This gospel is going to be preached in all the world. Hallelujah. And then the end is going to come.
Yeah.
Once again, we just thank the Lord for that word. My soul is stirred. My heart's been touched. And I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to allow God to have his way in your life and keep preaching the word of God. Praise the Lord. And momentarily, we're going to have some announcements coming through Evangelist Khadijah. But before she comes on with announcements, we want to thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for your prayers and for your support and for your love, for your and amen. We just thank God for you. And I'd like to know if there are any members of the clergy who would like to have remarks. If you could send me a text me your name, and we can bring you on the radio line if you care to give some remarks. Praise the Lord. And the number to text is 410-209-7503. Just send me a text with your name and we will send you a number to call so that you can give remarks on the radio. And at this time, we're going to get some announcements from Evangelist Khadijah. Again, that number, sorry about that. I'll give the number out one more time in case there was someone who desired to send a text. That number is 410-209-7503. Amen. Evangelist Khadijah.
You didn't praise the Lord. Sorry about that as well. But thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the word and for the prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And truly, she preached and prayed under the anointing of God, encouraging us not to be separated from God and to keep holding on to our faith. And if you anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service. Title One School. And let us remember to pray for Mother Lily Tyler and her family, Titus Edmund Sr., Crawford West, and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, the Johnson family, Sister Alice, and Missionary Johnson. We want to pray for Janine Leo, Mr. Bill Bradley, Pastor Robert Huff, the Turner family, Ola May, Chris Upshur and his family, Angel Tennessee, as well as the bereaved Tennessee family, Deshen, the bereaved Cowley family, Mr. Wade, Mary Mother, Mother Mary Colbreth, as well as Evangelist Martha Colbreth, and Pastor Patricia Smith, the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children. We want to say a special prayer for her infant son, Jason, Evangelist Sheila Peoples, the bereaved Diggs and Tanner family, Brenda Edmond and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and her family, Miss Tia, Gloria West and her family as well. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. We want to also remember to pray for Elder Simpkins and his family as well, the bereaved Simpkins family. The access code is 567, and on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the prayer line. That was Missionary Myrtle Huff. They host their prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson, and he'll pop up. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD like dog, E like X, excuse me, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Again, that's WDEX, 1430 or 1340. Minister Emmanuel Hobbs and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891 on Sundays at 11 a.m. Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And I believe that our Mother Church Christian Temple will be hosting service on this Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. And I'll give you the phone number in a minute. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast, or you can just text us at the number that my Adventist Humming gave you earlier at 410-209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And that phone number to Christian Temple Service is 508-924-2348. Those are all the announcements that I have. I pray that you all have a blessed evening. So this broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist Humming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the announcement. Thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija.
Thank God for you.
We just thank God once again for all of our listeners. And I do believe that we have someone who would like to give remarks. So we're going to bring them on momentarily. Praise the Lord, because we do have a whole lot to be thankful for, and we have a whole lot to praise God for. And there's no need of being ashamed. You know, we need to really make known his deeds among the people. Amen. Yes. And every chance that we get, we ought to tell somebody about the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We ought to be witnesses for Christ. And just, I tell you, God, he is just doing great and mighty things. And I'm just so overjoyed. Goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And I can't tell you just how happy I am and how blessed we are. Praise the Lord. And I'm just shouting down on the inside. Praise
All
the
right.
Lord. Heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is beautiful what God is doing. Amen. So the word came on tonight.
Amen.
You know, let's be encouraged. Let us not be separated from the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us hold on to our faith.
Yes.
Let's think about that word throughout the course of the week. Amen. And let's look to the Lord and keep our trust in him. Because
yes.
God is doing wonderful things. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
I just thank God for all that he's done. Again, we thank God for this radio brought for you out there in radio land. We ask that you will just share the word, you know, spread the news. And if you want to share the number, tell as many people as you would desire to. Call in. And we look forward to you joining in or tuning in on Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon, if it be the Lord's will. We will be broadcasting, and we just thank God for your love and for your support. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we didn't get anyone to call in for remarks, but we do thank God for all the ministers of God. I just want to encourage all of you to do the will of God, do what God wants you to do, and don't hold back, because we don't have time to just sit still and do nothing. There is much to be done. There is much work to be done. So before we close out, we're going to give it back over to Evangelist May if she has any additional words to say. Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. God is good, and I'm thankful unto the Lord for what he is doing, for how he's blessing. How he's blessing this ministry. And I thank God for my family members who have tuned in. And I want to give a shout out to the Paldo family in Jacksonville, Florida, and family in North Carolina, Statesville, North Carolina, and in Leesburg, Georgia.
That's
and I thank God for how he's blessing and how they begin to let me know that through this ministry and through prayer, the Lord blessed. He blessed one of the grandchildren. He didn't have a job. He was laid off, but the Lord blessed him, and he has obtained a job. And
Praise
another
the
one,
the Lord.
They had attitude problems, but the Lord has touched them,
Lord.
And they have changed their attitude. And
thank
this
you, Jesus.
Is why we are preaching. We want somebody to be blessed and
yes.
somebody to be saved. And
Amen.
I'm looking to the Lord to do greater work, because he can say through yes. this radio broadcast, and I believe that that's what he's going to do. God's
Amen.
Got his own way and his own time. But we are looking to the Lord. We're trusting in him. And I want to say, let us remember, it's so many people that's going through bereavement and illnesses, and we want to keep them in our prayers. Remember to pray for them. Try
Amen.
Not to forget. And those who are going through bereavement, the Alfred family, they're still going through bereavement. And I spoke with the daughter on the other day,
and she began to inform me of what happened. But I know they're still going through it. I've been through it myself before. So I know we all, at some time or another, if we haven't encountered it, we will encounter bereavement and the loss of loved ones and siblings or whatever. But let's remember to pray for them. Although they have already buried their mother, but still, they still are dealing with things, you
yeah.
know, to get over this. And sometimes you never get over it, but God gives you strength to get through it. So let's keep praying for them.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
If it's the Lord's will, we look to be back again on Sunday afternoon, as was already stated, at 3:30. Service back into the hands of Evangelist. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God once again for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist May. Praise God. We just thank God for the prayer, because that prayer, it goes a long way. And a few nights ago, Prayer News Network and I began to speak about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So let us continue
Amen.
In prayer. Let us pray earnestly before the Lord, and surely the Lord, he will hear and he will answer. So
Amen.
We just thank God. Thank God for the encouragement coming through a couple of the clergy who are listening in on tonight. Pastor Robert
Amen.
Huff, praise the
Amen.
Lord. Elder Barry Johnson, they sent out a text
praise
with words
Lord.
Of encouragement. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank
and encourage
Lord.
You
Amen.
To continue to labor and to minister for the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. Lord, for this radio broadcast, and we're going to bring the radio broadcast to a close, and we ask that you please continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, and let us keep praying one for another. It's so important. Prayer is very important right now.
Amen.
It always has been, but is
yes.
much more important and more needed ever before, because
Amen.
Of conditions of the world and the way things are at this time. The people are dealing with so much and so many
Amen.
Things.
Amen.
And surely it's going to take prayer to get us through. So we are grateful. We thank God for all things. And we thank God. We love each and every one of you. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again. God bless you, and we love you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For I'm your power, Lord. Oh. all participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Oh, you know what?
What that?
My show is still on air.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. I need to go ahead and quickly sign off.
Hang it up.